This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com. Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you. America, what are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list goes on and on. It's amazing. But it's all about choices, lifestyle choices. And the amazing thing about it is if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and truly get well. And that's what I want to empower you to do here on this show. We're going to go now to Doug. Hi, Doug.
Thank you. Well, a lot of times it's encouraging to hear other people's successes or reports of things that have done. Improved their health, I guess. And my mother had half her pancreas taken out 20 years ago in May, and the other half been almost 9 years now.
Wow.
And most people, even in the medical community, will tell you that that's not possible. And she's done it with nutrition. When she found out she had a pancreas problem, she started doing research to see what that meant, and it was not a pretty picture. And she chose to go homeopathy or use nutrition. And they told her, well, that hadn't been proven. And she said, well, if I'm going to die anyway, what difference does it make?
Right.
So she's made 20 years without a pancreas to prove that nutrition is something that's worth considering, at least.
Wow, Doug, that really is amazing. So she's gone 20 years. They've completely removed her pancreas?
Well, half of it 20 years ago, and the other half almost 9 now. This fall will be 9 years.
What did they tell her when they removed the second half of it?
Yeah.
What did they tell her? That,
well, they, like I said, 20 years ago, they told her that nutrition has not been proven, that she needed to take the drugs they were recommending. And she said, no, I don't want to take your drug. I want to do anything I can to maintain my health with nutrition. And they said, well, that just hasn't been proven. And she said, well, fine. You know, if I die, I die. But, you know, they didn't offer any hope for her with their protocol. And so she was able to live 11 and a half years with half a pancreas. And what they found out is if you survive what they call the Whipple procedure,
sure,
more than a couple of years, there's a good chance what's left of your pancreas will develop another tumor. And she went 11 and a half years, and it did develop another tumor, and they had to take the rest of it out in a Whipple redo. But I just encourage anybody to... It's really frustrating. You want to share with people and say, you know, consider nutrition. Well, my doctor says this, and my doctor says, well, okay, but, you know, they aren't trained in everything.
That's right.
And if you hear of other people's success or whatever, I just want to encourage people to at least consider nutrition, good nutrition. On the road traveling tonight, coming through an area, and it just heard you for the first time, and I thought, well, I wanted to pass that encouragement on to people to take charge of your health. Don't be drinking the high fructose corn syrup and the, you know, all the things that are making us fat and sick and whatever. But take responsibility and eat healthy and turn your life around.
No, I think, Doug, that's just a great point. I'm glad you called in to share that, because so many people sometimes get on the fence and they don't know who to listen to and who to believe. And our physicians that we have, I mean, we're all trained a certain way. You do have to do a lot of extra training in natural-based care and making better food choices, better lifestyle choices all the way around. And it's just not taught in medical school. And I know I didn't learn it. And so the reality is there's a lot of extra training that has to happen. And then once you get into your specialty, you get so focused in that area and there's so many hours in the day, and then you get a family. People just don't have time to study the extra to go into more of the natural-based care. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm glad that your mom went that route, and it sounds like she's doing great. That is fantastic to hear that story. And I know that encouraged someone else, too. And the body is amazing. It can regenerate, even function very well, if you give it the right raw materials to do that. So the answers are out there. And it really comes down to prevention. It comes down to not ever letting your body get to the point where things can break down at that level, too. And that's only learning ahead of time. A lot of people don't learn, and they have to learn during the process, I'm sure, like she did. But she jumped in and said, you know what, I'm gonna beat this regardless. I'm going to make the best choices I can that I know to do. And then look where she is today. She's thriving in the midst of having Whipple procedures and having her pancreas removed. It's just incredible. That's a great story. And you're right, it is about taking responsibility for your health and for your life and not relying on other people. To get wisdom from your doctor, for those that are trained more than the average person, and understanding that, doing your own research, and being responsible for your own health and not relying on everybody else to do it. You can get guidance, but at the end of the day, it's going to be up to your choices and what you do every single day that can empower your health and empower your life. And that's just a great story. So, thank you, Mom. We said hi, and we're proud of her. We're big fans of her. I'll tell you, I am already, and I've never met her. So, good to talk with you. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. There you'll find Facebook and Twitter as well. You can join and stay posted with everything going on within the show and all the growth and the live events that we have coming around the corner. So, it's going to be a lot of fun. You want to jump in and stay tuned. Also, our free email newsletter. Let's go now to Robert. Robert, welcome to the show.
How you doing, sir?
Living well, as always. What's up?
Everything is going okay. Well, no, no, everything ain't going okay, you know. I mean, no, Doc, I'm having some problems. I've been through a lot of stuff, okay. 2 years ago, I had a brain tumor in my pituitary gland.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, and they went in and took it out. And I've been doing okay since then. You know, I had some problems, you know, along with that, you know, I had blood clot in my lung and had all kinds of stuff going on. You know, I had went through a lot of pain, and I went through a lot of stuff. But now that most of that's gone, and I'm doing a whole lot better, they give me medicine, but which I really can't take a lot of medicine because it, you know, don't do me good. And so I don't like taking prescription stuff if I can help it. And I was just wondering, is there anything that I can do to help myself?
So you're doing all the medicine
without having to take, you know, Viagra and all that stuff. You know,
yeah, and Cialis and all that.
Yes, sir, I don't do well with that. You know, I've tried it, but I don't do well with it. Slowly, it built itself back up, and so I assume everything was getting better, but it's not getting better. You know,
yeah.
I went back about 2 months ago, and you know, he checked me again, and he did tests on me, and he said that things look good. And I told him, I said, well, there's something wrong. And then they sent me to a specialist in Chapel Hill, and I went up to him, and he did tests on me too, and then he wants to put me on shots. And I don't want to take shots either.
Yeah, I got it.
So, you know, I don't want to do a lot of drugs and stuff if I can help it.
Do you ever get erections?
No, sir. I can't really. Well, I can, but it's not a firm one.
And not a firm one. And what is your age?
I'm 51.
61?
Well, 50. I'll be 51 in October.
51, okay.
Yes.
All right, let's do this. There are some options, and I'm going to tell you about those and some of the physiology behind it, too, about erectile dysfunction. And some of the reasons of what causes it, what you can do to potentially get out of it without having to take the medication, there are some natural options out there based on research, not just hearsay, and they can be very helpful. So why don't you do this? Hang tight, and we'll go into this commercial break, and we're going to talk more about ED, erectile dysfunction, something that so many guys are dealing with. You're definitely not the only one, and we'll get into that when we come back. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy, and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InChangeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Going to the break talking with Robert. Talk about erectile dysfunction. Now, this is one of those topics that a lot of guys just don't want to talk about. And the reality is that there's so many men today that are dealing with it. I mean, it's becoming almost an epidemic in the country. And, you know, you go to see urologists and talk to your primary care physicians as well. And you will ask them. And a lot of guys are coming out and dealing with this. Guys with prostate issues. Matter of fact, one of the leading complications of prostate surgery is impotence. And when guys start getting enlarged prostates, called benign prostatic hypertrophy or BPH, when guys start getting that, it becomes a real downhill slope for erections. So, here's the deal. Cialis and Viagra and those medications, they're called phosphodiesterase inhibitors. And the phosphodiesterase inhibitors can work very well, but there's some side effects to them that can be not so pleasant and can become a challenge. And really, I know, Robert, for you, you don't want to be relying on a pill the rest of your life to make things happen. Am I right?
That's true.
You know, and it just gets to a point that where, you know, there's got to be a way. You're thinking, well, it used to work, and now I'm 51, and it's not working, so what's the deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, if you were 81, I guess we always want it to work, but there's a difference between being 51 and 81.
Yes.
So are you married?
No.
Okay. Let me ask you this. When did it go from working to not? Was it all of a sudden or was it gradual?
It was gradual, but it was like maybe 3.5-4 years ago.
Were you married then?
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know.
Divorced it? No. Did she pass away? Did you get a divorce? What? Somebody cheat on each other? What happened?
Divorce.
Anybody cheat?
No.
Just couldn't make it work?
Yeah.
Who said they couldn't make it work and walked away, you or her?
Me.
How long ago was that?
About 7 years.
The reason I'm asking that is not to dig too deep in your personal life, but the reason I'm asking that is because erectile dysfunction has two main components. It can be physiological, and it can be psychological. Yeah. And there's a strong psychological component. It's usually about 70-30, 70 psychological, 30% physiological. And so usually if there's an issue, just know that somehow, some way, there is, you know, an issue in that area that's got to be worked on. And I'm not a counselor. I don't know what that is. That might be something you want to go talk with a pastor or counselor or someone that you trust and maybe start digging a little bit in there, somehow, some way, okay? I'm just letting you know that. I'm going to give you some what research says can make things work better, but I'm just telling you as a friend that there is a component, strong component to that. And any doctor that doesn't tell you that, they're mistaken or they're not taking the time to tell you that. They're just writing a prescription and moving on. It's big for erectile dysfunction. Let me tell you a quick example. A lot of guys that work a lot, you know, they can, you'll see guys that come in their 40s and 50s, in the clinical setting, and you send the guy on vacation, like guys that work really hard, like a lot of hours. You send that guy on vacation. I've seen so many times where physicians, friends of mine have done that, and, you know, the guy, it starts working again at the end of the vacation because of stress, and he's away from, you know, a lot of the life issues that he's facing. So stress plays a big role, too. Now, from a natural perspective, several things are important. Number one, have you been diagnosed with anything? Any taking medicine for any kind of medical condition?
Okay, I take they got me on hydrocortisone.
Uh-huh.
That's the only medicine I take now.
What's it for? What do you take
it for? Well, when she put me on it, I was having a lot of pain in my legs and in my arms, and that's what she put me on, and the pain went away.
Did she say you had fibromyalgia?
She might have.
Okay. So just generalized achy pain, right?
Yes. But see, I had 2 years ago, I had surgery, okay, and they, you know, went in and took the tumor out. And then a couple of weeks after that, I developed a blood clot in my lung, and then they put me on blood thinners.
Right.
And, you know, to get the blood clot to go away, and eventually it did.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started having a lot of pain while I was going through that. And I used to hurt, you know, day, night, it didn't matter. I hurt my legs, my arms. You know, I used to have a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And my surgeon sent me to Chapel Hill. And I talked to a Dr. Sharpless, and she checked me and went over me and stuff. And then she come back and she told me, she said, okay, I'm going to give you some medicine to take. And she gave me, it's called hydrocortisone. Well, that's the generic name for it.
No, it's just, it's cortisone. It raises cortisol in your body. I got it. Okay. And it lowers inflammation.
That's what she put me on. And then when I started taking that, then the pain went away, you know, and I haven't hurt anymore. But now I take it every day. But if I miss a dose, I can tell. You know, I'll start feeling bad. And then she told me that if I start feeling bad, just increase the dosage a little bit and I'll get better. But as long as I take that medicine every morning, I'm fine the rest of the day.
All right.
One time I asked you, Rollins, I said, well, could that be a cause? Could that, you know, be affecting me in any way? And he said he didn't think it would.
Well, let me share a couple things with you. Okay. And I don't have much time, but here, I could be on this call for 30 minutes, actually, but I can't. Here's the deal. Lowering inflammation in the body is what's going to help with the whole cortisone deal. Okay. The hydrocortisone that you're taking. So I'd encourage you to get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. Read through that. If you're not a big fan of following a new diet plan, look into it because it could be helpful to you. From erectile dysfunction, NO2 production, nitric oxide was up for a Nobel Prize, the guy that did a research on it, showing that it can help erection and also all kind of vascular ability, even with heart function in the body. Arginine, citrulline are the two amino acids that work together to produce the NO2 in the body. So you want to look up NO2 and the research on that. There are supplements they make for that. Also, tribulus can help with testosterone levels and also luteinizing hormone in the body. Can be very helpful. And working out with weights 3 days a week has proven to raise growth hormone levels, which can help with erections as well. But consistent cardio activity is a big component with all of these.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is giving more information about his claim that a malaria drug could be an effective coronavirus treatment.
A lot of our frontline workers take it because it possibly, and I think it does, but, you know, people are going to have to make up their own mind. Plus, it doesn't hurt people. It's been out on the market for 60 or 65 years for malaria, lupus, and other things. I think it gives you an additional level of safety.
The president has been under fire once again after claiming he's been taking hydroxychloroquine for nearly 2 weeks.
Dr. Rosemary Leonard told the BBC people should not be following the president's lead.
Unless you're taking part in a clinical trial, this drug is under very specialist supervision. I would very much say the potential risks far outweigh the benefits.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
A classic teenage TV character has passed away. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Ken Osman, who played the teenage scoundrel Eddie Haskell on TV's Leave It to Beaver, passed away. Osman died in L.A. at the age of 76. No cause has been given at this time. Osman was born in Glendale, California, to a carpenter father and a mother who wanted to get him into acting. He got his first role at the age of 4, working in commercials and as a film extra. Got his first speaking role at 9, appearing in mostly small guest parts on TV series. The role of Eddie in season 1 of Leave It to Beaver was supposed to be a one-off guest appearance, but the show's producers and its audience found him so funny he became a regular, appearing in over 100 of the 234 episodes. Later in life, he would give up acting and become a Los Angeles police officer. Osman and his wife, Sandra, had 2 sons, Eric and Christian.
Ryan Seacrest is back on TV following concerns about his health. The 45-year-old TV personality appeared on Live with Kelly and Ryan as usual after missing Monday's episode. During the opening, Seacrest thanked his co-host Kelly Ripa's husband, Mark Consuelos, for filling in for him on Monday. Fans speculated that he had a stroke during the American Idol Season 18 finale. Fans said his eyes were swollen and that he jumbled his words. Seacrest's rep denied the reports. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
To find out more, visit the show online at nchampnetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Heart disease and prevention, they're saying, saves lives and money. Well, you know, I'm a big fan of prevention all the way around with medicine and health care, and I think we need to do more of that. But obviously, they're saying now with American Heart Association, they're coming out saying the researchers now with the direct and indirect cost of heart disease topping $450 billion, that's with a B, $450 billion. And ultimately, we can't afford not to, which was Dr. Weintraub, who's an MD and chairman of the committee, wrote in an AHA policy statement in a news release. The statement summarizes recent research on the value of heart disease prevention and calls for individuals at the local, state, and federal policymakers to take action as a sound investment in future financial and physical health of our country. And they're saying a couple things about it, which I think are interesting. They're saying people don't often realize the power to stay healthy is in their own hands. Thank you, Dr. Weintraub. See, I knew everybody would catch on. So it's in the power of our hands. We've got to take responsibility for our health. They said, but it's not something many individuals or families can do alone. It takes fundamental changes from a society as a whole. It takes coaching
It takes a mental decision that you want to get well. It takes a shift in the parents, which will shift into the kids. And I'm telling you right now, if we as a country would jump in, we would change our lifestyle. We would teach our kids how to eat healthy. Then they would teach their kids, which would be your grandkids, and you would literally change a generation. I don't know about you, but I want to be a generation changer. I don't want to sit around and be sick and tired like my family members have been. Who's going to take a stand? Who in your family is going to break that genealogy line and is going to stick your, you know, draw a line in the sand and say enough is enough? Because remember, we get sick for three different reasons. Genetics, number one. It's what we were handed down with. Okay, that's a small part of it. Then you've got nutritional deficiencies, which we do to ourselves by eating the wrong kind of foods over and over again. And then toxicity from the environment, from the air that we breathe, the water we drink, the foods that we eat. So there's a toxic environment around us that we can control. And if we teach that to our kids, we create a better environment, better lifestyle choices. Teach that to our kids, we're going to create healthier generations. And according to this study, we'll lower costs for heart disease. I mean, duh, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. So the real key is, in all of this, is to focus on what you can do, not what you can't do. That choices, radical choices, radical changes in your life will produce radical results, but you have to be willing to do that. No one else will take responsibility for you but you. No one will. Your doctor won't, friends, family members, coworkers. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. And so you have to be the one to be proactive about your health. And they even said recently in an article that what's the best exercise? People, you know, obviously you've got to eat healthy. But they're saying there's a great exercise for heart health that will help with the prescription. It's aerobic exercise and drop weight off the waistlines. But they're saying the anaerobic exercise in higher intensity is very good as well. So they're saying aerobic plus resistance is the optimal program. Dr. Timothy Church, who studies exercise and disease at LSU, Pennington Biomedical Research Center in Baton Rouge, he said the findings told Reuters in this that it's in line with other research on physical activity. The Duke University Medical Center in Durham, North Carolina, randomly assigned 196 overweight sedentary adults to three different exercise programs, and they each did resistance training 3 days a week, working out on eight different weight machines targeting upper and lower body muscles. The second group did 2 hours of aerobic training in the week on gym machines, the equivalent of about 12 miles of walking and jogging. More than one quarter of the exercisers dropped out of the study during the eight-month exercise, but in the end, the colleagues analyzed the pre-exercise and post-exercise status of these folks, and on average, people in the weight training group who completed the exercise program gained about 1.5 pounds and slimmed their waistline. The aerobic group lost an average of 3 pounds and half an inch from their waist, but both contributed to better heart prevention outcomes. So exercise does play a role, and I think that the combination of weights and cardio together, the aerobic and the anaerobic together, is your best bet. It really is in all the research. But you don't have to go for a long period of time. People think you have to go for an hour, 2 hours every day. It's not. If you could spend 30 minutes, you could do 20 minutes. Now, that is, when I say high intensity, it means that you don't rest a lot in between sets. It means that you might do a set of bench press, and then you rest 30 seconds, and then you're doing your next set of bench press. So by the time you're done, you are sweating like a wild man or wild woman. And then you do your cardio at the very end. So 20 minutes of weight, you do 10 minutes of high-intensity cardio, like an elliptical, or put the incline way up on the treadmill. And you can just walk that on an incline of like 10.0, 11.0. So whatever you've got to do to keep the intensity up, that type of exercise is what's going to produce the best benefits. It's going to give you lean muscle tissue. It's going to protect your joints, make them stronger, make the bones strong, increase bone density, and it's going to increase your heart health. So it's a win-win. And if you do that, even just minimum 3 days a week of that versus no days a week of that is going to make a huge difference in your overall health. So think about that. Powerful. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Bill now. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how you doing?
Living well. What's up, partner?
Well, let's see if we can make this a little bit of fun and a little bit of serious.
Let's do it.
I got stuck with listening to you because I always, for 15 years, been listening to George Norrie and Art Bell. And the only thing I can get in Southeast Missouri was you guys and WLAC.
That's great, though.
And then I started paying attention, and I thought, you know, that guy really knows what the hell he's talking about. So that's what I said. We're going to try to make this a little bit of fun. But serious, I'm 72 years old.
All right.
I've retired four times, quit doing that, back in the television production business for Tea Party. I own a big recording studio doing all kinds of music. In fact, a lot of times people come over here from your place. And I know pretty much everybody that's in your place. I was on the road for about 25 years. I worked with everybody, just about everybody there is. You know, the old ones.
Right.
My body is unbelievably resilient. It just does not quit, even at 72 years old. I mean, I can start bleeding, and it'll quit in about 5 minutes. I have had a prostate problem for about 20 years. Thought I was going to die last week. But it turned out my heart was fine. What I had was pneumonia. And then they gave me, let me see what the hell it is, amoxicillin.
Okay.
But I've been taking Flomax for years, and that works. It seems to work. I also take a couple of pills a day of, saw palmetto. But what my real problem is, I wake up in the middle of the night and I've got cramps in my legs. And somebody said it's calcium, so I started taking calcium.
Okay. Did it help?
I'm taking calcium 600 plus vitamin D or something. I don't know whether that's going to work or not.
Well, I mean, have you noticed a difference? Now, you only get cramping at night when you're sleeping, is that right?
Yeah. And I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and I'll stretch my legs out, and, oh, my God, you know, oh, everything starts cramping up, and I got to get out of bed and walk around for 5 minutes.
Right.
And that, you know, that stops the cramps.
Well.
Where do I go here? Is there anything better than this Flomax? Because my doctor seems to think, you know, I should stay away from all these prostate things that are advertised on the radio.
No, I disagree with that. I mean, here's the deal. Let's talk about the cramping. All right, the cramping is a mineral. It might be calcium, but it could be magnesium and it could be potassium. So the reality is you don't really know what minerals, because a lot of times the minerals won't show up on a blood test as far as you being really low. And when you start getting the cramping and all that, it could be just low enough to be causing that at night. And you use up a lot of your minerals during the day, and they can be burned up, and then you're not getting them nutritionally from your foods, and it can cause the cramping at night. So a good rule of thumb is to do some form of green vegetables, at least a good serving of them, at least two meals a day. And then if you want to do some kind of supplement with that, two things. First, you got to look at vitamin D, because vitamin D is kind of like the coordinator of all the minerals in the body. If vitamin D is low, really the minerals aren't going to be able to be as utilized as they normally would be. So vitamin D, get a blood test, and the numbers on your vitamin D test should be between 70 and 90 on that blood test. If not, then you'll probably want to talk to your physician about supplementing with vitamin D, and he'll give you the catch up with all the different, you know, the different minerals, from potassium, calcium, magnesium, and it'll have all the trace minerals in there like iodine and chromium and a lot of the other little elements and minerals that are in there. So that can be helpful. And you can take those, you know, the bottles will tell you when to take it and all that, and you talk to your health food store people about all that. But do some research on brands and all that kind of thing and see what works best for you. I'm sure you'll find what you need to. But yeah, I mean, that's usually the key, and vitamin D is kind of the regulator. Now, when it comes to the prostate itself, I disagree with your physician only because there's a lot of nutrition is the key for any organ system. So unless you're building it up nutritionally, you're not helping the situation. And there's some really good products out there. First, an avocado a day is really good. Been proven for prostate health. It contains beta-sitosterol, which is really good. Pumpkin seed oil has made some good research. Zinc as a mineral, and also salt palmetto. They all have really good research. So I would continue looking into that. I wouldn't throw that out with the bathwater yet.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Scripture for the day, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19. It says, when God gives any man wealth and possessions and enables him to enjoy them, to accept his lot and be happy in his work, this is a gift from God. So powerful and so true. Kids get extra calories, they're saying now, from foods outside the home. So even though parents may be trying to make a better environment in the home, they're getting it more on the outside. The U.S. children are eating more. The extra calories often come from foods eaten while they are away from home, whether it's at friends or school or whatever. So overall, children eat about 180 to 200 calories more a day than children did decades ago, according to a study by Jennifer Pott, a doctoral student at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. We found that kids eat a relatively constant level of calories at home. But in addition to that, kids are eating an increasing number of calories outside the home. Fast food, including food taken home to eat, store-bought prepared foods, are also fueling the rise in calories, she says. And the findings may help parents raise their children and reduce excess calories. The childhood obesity epidemic, now it's tripled in the last 30 years, according to the CDC, is something that we all need to be concerned about. And I think that as parents, you know, having some kind of oversight of what your kids are doing, even outside the home, or laying principles in them and teaching them how, you know, even though the food may be available, doesn't mean they need to eat it, and what it can do to them long term, especially in obesity. And I think one of the biggest challenges that we're finding today with the obesity issue with our kids is that parents are obese. So it's kind of hard if you're a fat parent to tell your kid, hey, don't do this because you'll get fat, because you're kind of leading by example when you're about 100 pounds overweight and you're, you know, obviously you're trying to teach your kid not to. It's not going to work. Kids don't do what we say, they do what we do. So you might want to think about that a little bit. I think that's one of the biggest challenges we're facing in America right now. It's challenging, but it can change. But again, nothing changes until we change. And when we change, that's when everything changes. And life can go to another level for the better. 888-283-7272. Don't forget Facebook and Twitter. If you're not involved, we'd love to invite you. You can like us. You can follow us. Whatever you want to do. You can go to Facebook and Twitter, both. Let's go to Phyllis now. Hi, Phyllis.
I'm an entrepreneur who is undergoing severe overwhelm right now because I wear several different hats. And as you know, entrepreneurs don't work an 8-hour day. We work 10, 12, sometimes 18 hours a day. I am normally very healthy. I'm a little bit older, but I have known for many, many years that, you know, what you put into your body dictates your lifestyle. And I've always done my best to lead a very healthy lifestyle. I exercise regularly. I practice yoga. I do not eat processed foods. You know, I do the whole nine yards health-wise. but I am experiencing some overwhelm right now. Normally, exercise, yoga, kava, and St. John's wort are perfect antidotes to overwhelm, you know, in addition to socialization and just talking with friends. But for some reason, the overwhelm is just really beginning to get the best of me.
Well, if you feel overwhelmed, first things first, I mean, you've got a lot going on, right? And life just can throw curveballs at you. And sometimes life just is life, and it can be a struggle, and it can be a challenge. But at the end of the day, you've got to look at brain chemistry. You've got to look at stress management. You have to look at what are you doing to make a change. And even though life is throwing you some issues that you're having a hard time dealing with, I would look at brain chemistry first. And a couple things. Acetylcholine is one of the main brain chemicals, but also GABA. And GABA is gamma-aminobutyric acid. And it's one of the neurotransmitters that really, when we change and we can build those neurotransmitters up, then our body can begin to chill out and handle stress and life a little bit better. And so understanding that is always a key. So let me share some nutritional items that could be very helpful that you might want to look up, right, and do some research on. But for acetylcholine, there's certain foods that you can include in your diet that they've shown that can help the brain chemistry of acetylcholine. That's eggs, beef, nuts, cheese, and yogurt. Those foods have been shown to help with acetylcholine levels. And then also, there are certain supplements that can help too. Now, vitamin B5 is always a gold standard for brain chemistry, as well as B6. But for acetylcholine, phosphatidylcholine, which is called lecithin, and it's actually found in egg yolks. That's why the eggs were so beneficial in the foods that they listed that can help with acetylcholine levels. Now, GABA is another one, and that's the big one for anxiety. So when GABA levels are low, anxiety is high. That's why we give drugs in, people give drugs, docs give drugs in medicine called benzodiazepines and the benzos. And you give something like a Xanax, and what it does is somebody has a lot of anxiety. Well, it raises the GABA levels. So it raises GABA and causes the person to chill out. So it's interesting how that whole deal works. And it's pretty powerful, too, at the same time. So in the middle of that, I would encourage you, obviously you're managing your lifestyle choices, eat healthy, exercise, you do what you do, but it comes down to brain chemistry. It's kind of like weight loss. Weight loss at the end of the day, when you get down to those last 15 to 20 pounds, it really comes down to the hormones. And balancing hormones is a real big key, whether it's thyroid, estrogen, progesterone, whatever. So for stress and stress management, usually it comes from brain chemistry, GABA, acetylcholine. You're probably looking at, so you might want to do some research on this. Probably should be helpful to you. But it's another hour in the chart, so I'd like to thank a producer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, our communities. Diagnosing hope one person at a time, whether you're actually thriving or challenged in the hospital. But remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
We'll be right back. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.